Everybody take a couple seconds and get settled in, get comfortable. Kids is back getting ready. They're going to help me out a little bit today, my whole lot. But anyhow, good to see everybody this morning.
Good to see you.
So, everybody have a good week? Good. So, Lord laid this on my heart, and I'll get through it the best I can. I'm only human. If I mess up, it's all right. I was told it was all right, so. Probably like 5 minutes or so, probably. I need to get dressed. So, but anyway, we've been talking. We're in Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we got started seven weeks ago, verse 12. And verse 12 says, "For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, having done there all to stand." Anybody remember what the first piece was? The belt of truth. So, when we put our belt of truth on, I'm going to get dressed for the kids. I want to take a couple minutes and just recap here a little bit, and then I'm going to get into my word. Because I ain't going to ask the children to dress up and me not dress up. But the belt of truth. And when I talked on the belt of truth about how the truth, when you got your truth around your waist, your pants don't fall down. You don't trip over your pants, because when you're talking the truth, you share the truth, you live in the truth, your waist is girded with the truth, holds up your pants, you don't fall down. And then we had the breastplate of righteousness, which I used a life jacket, which is almost too small. Somebody was asking me a while ago about my beard, and that's one reason right there. It doesn't get long very quick. Things get caught. So, my breastplate of righteousness, you know, when we have we walk in righteousness, you know, we're protected. You know, it protects all of our vital organs, and we touched on sin, how our righteousness is as filthy rags compared to God's. And then, I think this is some of the people's favorite. I ain't going to wear these long. I'm going to put them on. But we readied our feet, or shooted our feet, with the readiness of the gospel, that we had buckets of God's word to share. We threw out lifesavers that we're to share the word. One size fits all. No matter how big or small your ministry within the church, the little one is just as important as the big one. So, one size fits all. And then we got down to our shield of faith. I chose an umbrella, because I use the example, when we're walking, every step we take of faith, our shield should get bigger. Heard this week, I believe the pastor said that faith is an action word. You know? So, without movement, you ain't got faith. But every time you take a step, your shield should be getting bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point that you can't see around it. Because why? We walk by faith, not by sight, right? Dear Lord, thank you for picking buckets for my shoes. That's right. That's right. So then we go into the helmet of salvation. And I chose a basket for the fact of one point in my life, I was a basket case. Wasn't living for the Lord. I had a lot of junk in my basket. So the good Lord took my basket, turned it upside down, shook it out, wrapped my helmet all up with this protective stuff to protect me from the heat of the enemy. And that's my helmet of salvation. Then, you got the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, your Bible. But I chose a crutch because we need to be constantly leaning on the Word of God. Tough to do sometimes. Tough to wear armor. But anyway, with me all dressed up, we get into 18. So we took up our armor and we got our armor put on. And there's another part of the armor. And the kids is going to help me out with this today. So whenever the kids are ready, I figured that's all right. We got time. Let's seek this as your photo opportunity. Laughter's good for the heart, right? So, who looks silly? Do I look silly?
No, we do. We're not wearing the armor.
You got it. So, you know, I was expressing to the kids, and part of this through the children is that the world hated Jesus. You know, so what makes you think the world won't hate you? You know, we clothe ourselves up with armor for God, you know, to walk for God, to live for God, and all that. But the children's been helping me out. We've been teaching them something. So hopefully this will, it's a group full of kids, so we'll just see how it goes. It's all good. All right, march them on in here. Man, we got some fine-looking armor. Good job. All right, just gather around. And we're going to pray. And we're going to get started. So, y'all look good in your armor. I got all my armor on. Good job. Good job. So is everybody, we got our armor on, and man, y'all did such a good job with your all's armor that we got so amazed each week just looking at all the creativity and all the, I'm going to take him off before I fall down. Cuz I need to move. But y'all remember the prayer we've been working on? Would anybody like to lead us? Or you want me to lead us? Okay, so let me talk just a couple minutes. If y'all can just hang out and look real army-like. Looks good. So, Ephesians 6:18, it says, pray in the Spirit always with all kinds of prayer and supplication to the end. Be alert. Hold on to your shields. Hold on to all your armor. Hold on to all your armor. You hear that? Hold on to your armor. To the end, be alert with all perseverance, if I pronounced that wrong, I'm not good on big words, and supplication for all the saints. And Lord, give us a model prayer. Y'all ready? Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. And forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Because thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All right. Thank you all for dressing up today. And let's give all these children a good round of applause for all their participation, their help from their parents and everybody. So, okay, y'all can go sit down with your parents and everything now, okay? Good job. Good job. If you want to leave your armor on, that's fine. I'm going to leave mine on for a little bit because I think everybody gets a good laugh out of it. But all right. Thank you all so much for your help. So we was talking about praying. You know, all the pieces of armor are important, but prayer, wow. Let's say it together. Prayer.
Prayer.
Let's say it again. Prayer. All right, so in Romans 8, I'll just go there. I made a note to go there. Lord was giving me stuff over here during praise and worship this morning, and I'd run over and make a note. So, but while you turn to Romans 8, he just reminded me that I forgot to pray. Well, we did pray, so that's all good. We did pray. So Romans 8, Ephesians 6:18 said, pray in the Spirit always with all kinds of prayer and supplication. And the Lord took me to Romans 8, verse 26 and 27. It says, Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as if we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, which searches the hearts known that the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to will. In other words, we don't know what to pray, the Spirit pray for us. Amen? So, I can't stand still. Whew, I'm getting warm. But anyway, and the Lord stood out that word supplication to me. And I'm just going to throw the definition of supplication out there. I'm going to have to take that off. Whew. Supplication is a form of prayer. It can be considered as kneeling down or bending over in a way to make a humble request to God. And to that end, then this 6:18. To that end, be alert with all perseverance. Is that perseverance? Which way do you say that? Perseverance. For supplication for all the saints. Wow. We lifting each other up. We praying for one another. You know, perseverance, I'd like the definitions, but a call to faithfulness, no matter how tough or difficult, we're committed, we press on. We press in. And I shared this one Thursday night, and I got to be careful. But we're getting to the time of year where Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And there's other words for donkeys. We all know what they are. But Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, got off the donkey and onto his feet, knowing what he had to do. That he was ultimately going to end up on the cross for everyone's salvation and forgiveness. Whew. So, how many people in the room have a need? A need. A need. Everyone in the house, all hands, all feet in the air. So, you know, Scripture tells us that God knows what we need before we ask. I forgot to write that one down. I made a note. But anyway, so why is it when we need something, we get so caught up in trying to do it ourselves? Under our own power, under our own strength. How's that work out most of the time? Poorly. But, you know, we get wrapped up in trying to figure it out ourselves. I'm guilty of it. And we don't rely, key word, rely, on our armor. And I was telling the kids, it doesn't matter what you look like. I think I've done shared this, but we're going there again. It don't matter what you look like to the world out there for the armor that you're wearing. They think you're silly regardless because, you know, the cross to us is the power of saving grace of God. But then to don't believe, it's foolishness. So it's kind of, it don't matter what your armor looks like. You can't see it in the end anyway. You know, you see the effects of it, which is very important. But I might have got ahead of myself, but that's okay. When I was thinking about this, Lord, give me, I may have to back up a minute. I don't mean to confuse no one, but Lord, give me Jeremiah 20:11. You know, and there's a whole bunch of difference. And my lovely wife got this for me. It's on a coffee cup. And I'm sitting and studying this one morning, and that's cups right in front of my face. And I'm like, wow. But, you know, Jeremiah talked in back in the scripture about how the fire shot up in his bones. And, but everywhere that 20:11, but the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one, a warrior. You know, that's what my cup says. The Lord is with me as a warrior. You know, that's a different interpretation, a different one. But therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. So when you're wearing this armor, and can y'all go sit down for your mom and dads, please? I bet they would enjoy that. Thank you. But it's all good. It's good to see him running around. But I know how it is when you... that's all different. But anyway, that how the Lord actually takes up all this force and provides it and uses it for our benefits. So I talked about, and then we get wrapped up in trying to do it ourselves, which don't work out good. Never does. I'm guilty of it. You know, sometimes I've had to fall flat on my face and let the Lord pick me up, you know, to get back on my feet, get me moving in the right direction. But Philippians 4, 6 and 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication," there we go again, "with thanksgiving, being grateful, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." He told me last night, our hearts, is that life jacket, you know, life jacket, breastplate, and our minds, basket heads, or an empty basket. So if God knows what we need before we ask, then why do we have to ask? You know, and as what the Lord laid on my heart about this and was sharing with me, and this is Jesus speaking, Matthew 11, 28. "Come to me, come to me, all you who are labor and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest." 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am not meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. So, we get caught up in trying to do things on our own, and we make them way more difficult than what they are. And right there, you just heard God's word that it's all easy. Step in to it. So, remember that word we talked there a little bit a while ago about rely, the relying, the perseverance that we relied on it. Rely, the definition was depend on with full trust or confidence. Maybe I skipped that. I'm sorry if I did. But when we rely and we depend on God, and we put our full trust in God, and our confidence, our faith, remember the shield of faith? Above all, take up the shield of faith. Above all, take up the shield of faith. Above all, take up the shield of faith. And wearing His armor, the armor of God, when we start depending on Him and you depend on somebody, you rely on them, and it seems that there's a sense of humbleness that comes. For me, anyway. You know that we... 1 Peter 5 through 7. 1 Peter 5, 5 through 7. "Clothe yourself with humility, because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Cast your cares upon Him,
Because he cares for you. Do you know, as I struggled this week with this message, and it might still not be good. I don't know. It's just what the Lord gave me. But do you know, when you humble yourself and you put yourself in front of God, oh boy. Most of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't. That's okay. You'll learn. It's all good. But just when you're humble, I don't know how to explain it. I really don't. But when you're humble before Christ or before God, it's a good atmosphere. You know, it's almost that the God's there. You know, the presence. When you get into prayer, you know, and you're praying, you're on your knees praying. I used not to do that. I've been doing that lately. What a difference that makes. Just saying. If you ain't tried it, try it. Trust me, try it. Trust the Lord, try it. But back when we had I got a question. I'm getting through this fairly quickly. So the Lord posed a question to me. And I got a question for you. If you could sit or stand or kneel at the table with Christ. You know, we're coming up on our season. You know, if you could have sat at the Last Supper with Christ, what would you have said? What would you have did? What would you ask for? There's so much that, if you noticed, when I started, I went to these two tables. And I put my armor on from these two tables. And Psalms 23:5. The Lord prepareth a table in the presence of my enemies. So everything you're dealing with, everything you're going through, everything that's not right in your life, everything you're struggling with in your life is available at two tables, at Christ's table. You know, so if you could sit at the table of Christ, what would you ask for? What would you say? And I mean, that question hit me that I knew I was to share it. But what happens? You know, as soon as you start talking about getting something from Christ, next thing you know, sitting over here, I can't do that. I got a hole in my pants. I can't go get something. Your pants has at least 7 holes in them. Lost my microphone. Your pants have at least 7 holes in them. One more ain't going to make a difference. I ain't going to go up there in front of all these people. Let them see me go there. I got a good one for over here. I have a hair out of place. There's nothing for me up there. I got it all.
I'll do it later. I don't need to do it right now. You catching on what I'm saying? Okay, I'm done. Just sit down. You understand what I'm saying? As soon as you start stepping or walking or trying to go to something, you start getting attacked from the adversary. And Lord, I just right now, in the name of Jesus, I just bind all those thoughts within this room right now, Lord. Throw them back to the pits of hell where they belong. In Jesus' name. Please go sit down. Okay, I'm almost done. Go sit down, please. So, back to sitting at the table. But basically, it doesn't matter anything, any of the negative thoughts. That it pours into your brain. Everything you need, whether it's a piece of armor, whether it's something that you're dealing with in life. You know, I had a small conversation this week with a sister in Christ. You know, we talked a little bit about, and it's amazing how you get together in a prayer meeting or something and everything's flowing and everybody's, it's just amazing. It blows my mind how God works. But this week we was talking in a prayer meeting about in his hands. The pastor was talking about the whole world in his hands. I've been jamming out to a song all for 2 weeks about In His Hands, of a music group I like. But that we have so much that comes to our hands, and it's already been through His hands. You know, some things we're meant to carry. Some things we're meant to give back. Hear what I'm saying? Not all of it's for us to carry. But back to that table. I got to get through that table and let y'all get home. But that the disciples, Jesus has chosen 12. They sat at a table and ate with him. And we all know who the disciples was. Most of us. You had one that betrayed him. You had three that couldn't stay awake when he asked them to pray. You had to wake them up 3 times. You had one that couldn't eat, that after he was resurrected, didn't even believe that he'd come back. Couldn't believe it. Had to see the nails. Holes in his hands, the hole in his side to believe. You know, and they come from all. And Peter denied him 3 times. So, you know, it's just throwing that out there that they wasn't perfect either by any means. Good job. You sit there and hang out. But we all got stuff. We're all dealing with things. And everything you need is at the table. Everything that you need is at the table. All you got to do is sit at the table, go to the table, walk by the table. You know, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on.
but it's available. The only thing you got to do is be willing to pick it up, wear it, and let God do the rest. You ain't even got to carry it. Hi. But we get so wrapped up in ourselves. Not wrapped up in Him.
Hi.
Hi. You're helping. You're a big help, man. So today, we wrap this up. I want you to think about some things that you're carrying, you need to get rid of. Maybe your faith needs increased. Maybe you need to learn your sword better. I do. My faith needs increased. My sword needs to be better. My breastplate doesn't protect me all the time. I let it get holes in it. But it's available. It's available. So nobody's perfect. And sometimes God's waiting for you just to pick it up. So today, on a step of faith or an act of faith, I know not everybody's going to. Maybe so. I don't know. Praise God if you do. But if you're carrying something, you need something, you've been asking God for something, you need to get rid of something, I'm just going to ask you to come up to the tables. Okay? Take care of it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't let the adversary fill your head full of lies. I don't need that. You'll be okay without it. You know, just examples of going around the room. That stuff, you know, that basket. Did I have that basket on there? Maybe you don't know Christ. Today's the day. I'm going to have Tony play a song. And for some of you that... I'm going to pray first. Then I'll have Tony play a song. I want you to listen to these words of this song. Music's a big thing in my relationship with God. It speaks to me through music a lot. But let's pray, and then I'm going to have Tony play a song. Hey, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today and all that you give us, Lord, all your blessings. You know, Lord, the armor that you provide for us, Lord, that you make it so easy that we just, if we obey you and follow you, that You do the work for us, Lord, that you help us through it all. But Lord, I just pray today that if there's someone that needs a piece of armor, Lord, that they pick it up, make their suit stronger and mightier than before, and help them, help us all, Lord, that we continue to pray for one another, lift each other up and not tear each other down, Lord, that our armor is strong and protects us from all the wiles of the devil, Lord, from the devil and the fiery darts and all the spiritual wickedness and just all everything we deal with, Lord. We just thank you that you're our armor, Lord. And we'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Tony, go ahead. For something you need, for something you need to get rid of, don't be ashamed. I'm up here.
Hear the voice of love that's calling. There's a chair that waits for you. And a friend who understands everything you're going through. But you keep standing at a distance in the shadow of your shame. There's a light of hope that's shining. Won't you come and take your place? And bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin, all your sorrow and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. He can see the weight you carry, the fears that hold your heart. But through the cross you've been forgiven. You're accepted as you are. So bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your trials, all your worries and your burdens, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. Nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin, all your sorrow and your sadness, the Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. Hear the voice of love that's calling. There's a chair that waits for you. And a friend who understands everything you're going through. You keep standing at a distance in the shadow of your shame. There's a light of hope that's shining. Won't you come and take your place? And bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin, all your sorrow and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. He can see the weight you carry, the fears that hold your heart. But through the cross you've been forgiven. You're accepted as you are. So bring it all to the table. It's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your trials, all your worries and your burdens, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. Bring it all. You can bring it all. Come on in, take your place. There's no one who's turned away. All you sinners, all you saints, come right in and find your grace. Come on in, take your place. There's no one who's turned away. All you sinners, all you saints, come right in and find your grace. And bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin, all your sorrow and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table.